Welcome to the latest podcast from Adept English, aimed at helping you to improve your understanding and fluency in spoken English. Listening to Adept English will help your understanding become automatic, just like when you hear your own language. For more information, visit our website at adeptenglish.com. Hi there, I'm Hilary, and welcome to this latest podcast from Adept English. We're here to help you become fluent in English, to help you understand and speak English easily. To get maximum benefit, listen to each podcast a number of times until you understand every word. And if you look on our website, you'll find a written transcript to help you. Everything is written down, so that if there are words you don't understand, you can have a look at them. Do you like tennis? If you're like me, you'll have been watching the football rather than the tennis recently, though I'm a bit sad now that it's all finished. But it's also the season for tennis, and one of the famous tournaments in the world is Wimbledon, or more correctly, the Wimbledon Championship. The tournament, or competition, if you know that word better, is held at the Wimbledon Lawn Tennis Club. So the word club, you know probably, it means a group of people who come together to do something they enjoy. I would imagine the word tennis is perhaps the same in your language. And Wimbledon is a place, so an area of southwest London. And lawn, L-A-W-N, in case you don't know that word, it means it's on grass. Grass is green and grows and is eaten by cows and sheep. And a lawn is an area of grass. You might have this in front of your house if you live in the UK. Grass is also what you have on a football pitch. But in tennis, the grassy area is not called a pitch like in football, it's called a court. So a football pitch and a tennis court. So the Wimbledon Lawn Tennis Club is the place, the venue where Wimbledon is held. So the tennis at Wimbledon finished last week. But did you see the men's semi-final matches? One of the matches went on for 6 hours and 35 minutes. That's a remarkably long time for a tennis match. The two players were John Isner of the USA and Kevin Anderson of South Africa. Well, at the end of the 6 hours and 35 minutes, it was Kevin Anderson of South Africa who won. But it was close, and one set took a whole 3 hours to play. But another remarkable fact, what tall men they are. Kevin Anderson is 2 metres 3 centimetres tall. In imperial measurements, that's 6 foot 8 inches. And John Isner is even taller, 2 metres and 8 centimetres tall. Again, in imperial measurements, that's 6 foot 10. I think the tallest person I've ever met was 6 foot 7 inches. And people would stare at him in the street. That's the kind of height where it's difficult to come through a normal door. Or perhaps you need to buy a special bed. I can see how being tall and having long arms is an advantage for a tennis player. But apparently John Isner is not even the tallest tennis player around. No, there is another tennis player who is Croatian called Ivo Karlovic, who is 2 metres 11 centimetres tall. That's 6 feet 11 inches. And he has size 16 feet. I wonder where he buys his shoes. I think he must have to have them specially made. That made me wonder, how tall is the tallest living person? A quick bit of research told me that it is a Turkish man called Sultan Kozin, who is 2 metres 51 tall. That's 8 feet 2 inches. Apparently, his feet are 36 centimetres long. I had to get the ruler out and have a look at that. My goodness. So, who are the tallest people in the world as a nation? I mean, as a country. Well, the countries in Northern Europe are the ones we tend to think of as being particularly tall. In fact, it's the Dutch, people from Holland or the Netherlands, as we also call it, who are the tallest nation of people. The average height for adults, so that's the average for men and women in the Netherlands, is 6'1", or 1.85 meters, average. And people from Denmark, the Danes, are just slightly shorter, with an average height for men and women of 6 feet. That's amazing for an average height. I consider myself average at 5'5", or 1.65 centimeters. But I would feel very small there, I think. So, if you're a goalkeeper, like the Belgian Thibaut Courtois, or a tennis player like Isner or Anderson, then obviously your height and the length of your arms is an advantage. It's helpful in your sport. We had a family friend who was very tall and worked in a library. And my father used to say he thought the library only employed this person because he could reach the books on the top shelf. I'm sure it's also an advantage if you're decorating your house, of course. But there are problems if you're extra tall. There are adjustments that you have to make. It can be anything from needing a longer bed to not being able to get underneath the shower because it's too low, or having to be careful which car you choose to buy. That's if you want to have enough headroom. Headroom means the amount of space above your head. It's the same with seats in the cinema or on a train or on board a plane. If you're tall, it can be a problem. Legroom as well as headroom can be a problem. So headroom means the amount of space above your head, and legroom means the amount of space you have for your legs. If you've got a long journey, it can be very uncomfortable if there's not enough space. Clothing can also be a problem if you're tall. So finding things to fit long legs and long arms, or simply finding sizes that are big enough, can be a problem. There are companies who sell products especially for tall people. You can buy desks and chairs for tall people, bicycles for tall people, also kitchen and garden equipment for tall people. And a tip for you, if you're a tall woman, there is a British shop which sells clothes especially for tall women. It's called Long Tall Sally, and you can buy clothes online and they'll send them to wherever you live in the world. Hopefully that's helpful information for anyone listening who's tall. And don't worry, I'm not on commission. Long Tall Sally is just a shop I know. They're not paying me to say that. So, there you are. A podcast about tall people. Human beings are amazing, aren't they? From the very tiny to the very large, and even all the average people in the middle too. It would be very boring if we were all the same. So, don't forget to have a look at our courses on our website. These will help you progress even faster with your English language learning. And don't forget also, we have a 30-day money-back guarantee. So you can try out our courses, and we are so sure that you'll like them that we offer this guarantee. Anyway, enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. But don't forget to visit our website and find other podcasts and transcripts, so the written version of everything that we release in PDF format, and lots of interesting articles on there. You can sign up for our free 7-day course, and if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.